CBS News, warning from Warsaw. Good morning, this is Dallas Townsend reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Poland's communist government, both last night and again today, broadcast threats of severe punishment for anybody taking part in mass meetings scheduled for today in the Warsaw region to mark the anniversary of the 1970 food riots in Gdansk. That event was a prelude to the labor unrest that culminated in the formation of Solidarity in 1980. Now the military regime is hard at work stamping out Solidarity. Reports coming out of Poland say troops and secret police stormed the Lenin shipyards in Gdansk early today and evicted Solidarity strikers who had threatened to blow up the yards. Late last night, CBS News correspondent Morton Dean in New York talked by telephone with Mark Phillips of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, who had just arrived in West Berlin from Warsaw. Dean asked Phillips about the food shortages that have gripped Poland for the past year.
I think that's the crucial question. There hasn't been any evidence that I've seen that supplies have improved. I think the government now has to demonstrate, if it wishes to be able to release this grip that it has now, that it can improve supplies and it can improve the general economic situation. That's the basic rumor making the rounds now, that stocks have been held back and stores will now be filled up. But I think that is the crucial thing that has to happen.
And again, from what you saw and from what you sense, the back of Solidarity has been broken, and the spirit, at least for now, of the Polish people seems to have been broken.
I think the back of Solidarity has been put away for the time being, and if the Polish people can be convinced that they're better off without the sorts of confrontation and trauma that they've lived with for the last year and a half, and you're back to the shortage situation, then in fact, Solidarity as we've known it for the last year and a half will never exist again.
That was Mark Phillips of the CBC. Now this message.
George, that thunder's getting worse.
Oh, honey, just some clouds bumping heads. Let's go to sleep.
But I can't get to sleep when it's so noisy.
I can't turn it off like a TV set. But I can get you some...
Aspirin? George, I took an aspirin already, and it didn't help.
Aspirin's for a headache. What you need is Compose, a sleeping aid. I got some at that convention, remember?
Mm.
Occasionally, everybody needs a little help. Let me see.
Headache? Take aspirin. Sleepless night? Take Compose. C-O-M-P-O-Z. Taken as directed before you go to bed, Compose helps make you drowsy so you can fall asleep when you want to fall asleep, at bedtime.
Hey, sleepyhead, wake up. Sunshine's here.
How beautiful.
And I made you breakfast.
Oh, George, you think of everything. Compose to help make me drowsy so I can get to sleep, and breakfast to wake me up.
Headache? Take aspirin. Sleepless night? Take Compose. C-O-M-P-O-Z. Take only as directed. Get Compose from your druggist and insist upon the new formula.
The UN Security Council today is still pondering Israel's annexation of the Golan Heights, which were occupied in the 1967 war. Syria wants the council to adopt a resolution declaring the annexation null and void and calling on Israel to rescind it. If Israel refused, then the council would consider taking necessary measures not specified. The U.S. is expected to support the resolution when it comes to a vote, perhaps today. Bruno Wassertau reports from Jerusalem that Israel is making no secret of its military buildup in the north following the annexation.
Reports on movements of Israeli troops and armor are usually censored out by military censors here, but this time they're letting news of the reinforcement go through virtually unimpeded. In fact, Israeli television Wednesday night showed long convoys of tanks and armored personnel carriers moving toward the Golan Heights and Israel's border with Lebanon. Israeli TV can be easily picked up in all neighboring Arab capitals, including Damascus. It's believed that the openness of the buildup is meant to act as a deterrent to any military action Syria may be contemplating in response to Israel's annexation of the Golan Plateau. There's no war fever apparent among the 30 Israeli settlements on the Golan Heights, but the settlers there are cleaning out their underground bomb shelters just in case. Bruno Wassertau, CBS News, Jerusalem.
More news in a moment.
According to a recent article in the Wall Street Journal, more people are going broke than ever before, and that means a booming demand for credit counseling. If information like this is important to you, have a pencil ready for an offer from the Journal that could help you get a head start every business day with up-to-the-minute business information that could affect your future and your company's future. Other journal articles revealed how year-end tax strategies may reduce your 1981 tab, the heated advertising war between gas and oil companies, why the Reagan administration is killing business programs for women, and what one of this year's hottest stock pickers is telling his clients. The Wall Street Journal. It's all the business news you need when you need it. Right now, you can get 26 weeks of the journal, one for every business day of the week, for less than $1.60 per week. That's just $41 for 26 weeks, less than $1.60 per week. So, if you're serious about business, in the continental U.S., call toll-free 800-228-6600. That's 800-228-6600, except in Nebraska. You'll be billed later.
The 97th Congress ended its first session late last night after acting on numerous measures in the final hours. Among them, a $7.6 billion foreign aid bill, reinstatement of the minimum Social Security benefit, and an $11 billion four-year farm bill. That was approved by a two-vote margin. Dallas Townsend, CBS News.
CBS News. Poland's martial law is being tested. Before the military crackdown, demonstrations were planned today to commemorate the 1970 uprising. Good morning. I'm Charles Osgood, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Communications with foreign news agencies in Poland are still cut. So the only word we have of what's going on comes from the government-run broadcasting stations. Dan Raviv has been listening to them in London.
The Military Council of National Salvation said it's receiving increasing support for the imposition of martial law. It said work was proceeding as normal in virtually all factories throughout the country. But Radio Warsaw also issued a warning against taking part in demonstrations to mark today's anniversary of rioting in the port city of Gdansk. 11 years ago, 45 people were killed and more than 1,000 wounded when troops opened fire on dissident workers. Radio Warsaw said anyone involved in serious disturbances could face a jail sentence of up to 15 years or even the death penalty. The Roman Catholic Primate of Poland, Archbishop Glemp, issued his second statement of the week, begging Poles not to get involved in violence. He deplored the widespread arrests and spoke of a suffering nation terrorized by military force. Dan Raviv, CBS News, London.
Another Polish broadcast says that 8 planes belonging to the state-run airline would leave Warsaw today to carry out stranded foreigners. And sources in Moscow say communist leaders of the East European countries will gather at the Kremlin tomorrow for an informal discussion of Poland. The Polish military leader, General Jaruzelski, is not expected to attend. More when CBS News continues.
Dad, what's that bottle of Doane's pills doing on your night table?
Well, those grandchildren of mine had me playing cowboys and Indians last night.
Oh, boy. And what happened?
By the time we turned the lights out, I had a nagging backache.
Oh, Dad, every time you overexert yourself, it gets to your back muscles. What am I going to do with you?
Now, don't worry, honey. I feel fine this morning, thanks to those Doane's pills.
Really?
Really. I wouldn't take them if they didn't help me. Why, everybody should keep some Doane's pills on hand.
Good advice. Doane's pills. Taken as directed, this time-proven analgesic brings temporary relief of minor backache pain brought on by overexertion, stress, or strain. It's the kind of welcome relief you may need. Doane's pills.
You know, Dad, it is a good idea to keep Doane's pills on hand.
That's right, honey.
You never know when you might need some.
Why don't you get Doane's pills and get the better of a backache due to overexertion, stress, or strain? Doane's pills are available at drug counters or your favorite supermarket. Use only as directed.
President Reagan has scheduled a news conference today. We broadcast live over many of these CBS radio network stations at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And later, the president will break a tradition. Mr. Reagan will not go outdoors to the Ellipse south of the White House to light the national Christmas tree. Instead, the president will do the honors by remote control from indoors because the Secret Service is still concerned about a possible assassination threat from Libya. A controversial trial draws to an end today in Little Rock, Arkansas, over a state law that requires public schools to teach the Bible's account of creation along with the scientific theory of evolution. The latest from Steve Croft.
The Arkansas chapter of the Moral Majority questioned Judge William Overton's neutrality in Arkansas's creation science trial, and another Christian fundamentalist group seems to be throwing in the towel. The Creation Science Defense Fund issued a statement saying that prospects appeared dim for the controversial statute. The organization blamed Attorney General Steve Clark for mishandling the case. The state called two scientists to the stand on Wednesday. One attacked the process of radiometric dating, which places the Earth's age in the billions of years. Creation scientists believe the Earth is much younger than that. Earlier, an astrophysicist from the University of Wales testified that he believes a supreme creator may have originated life and that microorganisms were transported to Earth aboard comets from outer space. Steve Croft, CBS News, Little Rock.
The House and Senate were gaveled into adjournment late last night, ending the first session of the 97th Congress. The $11 billion farm bill passed with just two votes to spare. That's another victory for President Reagan. More news in a minute.
Menu, ladies?
Yes, thank you. I'm famished. I could eat everything on this menu.
I think I'll just have a salad.
How do you control your appetite? You're so thin.
Well, my secret is in my purse. AIDS candy. It's delicious.
Candy? How can candy help you eat less?
Well, AIDS is more than just delicious candy. It's a diet plan. AIDS works two ways.
Oh?
The candy helps satisfy your hunger, and AIDS has an effective appetite suppressant. So I eat less and I lose weight deliciously.
Does AIDS candy have a stimulant?
Oh, no stimulant. Nothing that can make you nervous. AIDS simply helps curb your appetite so you can eat less.
They do look delicious.
Mmm, the AIDS diet plan lets you enjoy two AIDS before each meal. Here, taste.
Mmm, they are delicious. And I'll be less hungry with AIDS.
You'll see.
Sorry to take so long, ladies. Your order?
I'll have a salad.
Two salads, please. I'm starting with AIDS today.
Lose weight deliciously with the aid of AIDS. Available at supermarkets and drugstores everywhere. Use only as directed.
In New York City, a judge has ruled that the defendant in a drug trial may use an alias in court. That's because the name of the accused is Archie Outlaw. Hearing that, a jury might be prejudiced. The judge says Archie Outlaw may use any alias he likes, even the judge's name or the prosecutor's. But the defendant is thinking over a few other possibilities, including Eleanor Roosevelt, Reggie Jackson, or Archie Law Abiding.
CBS News. Poland's military council warns of severe punishment for anyone taking part in demonstrations today. I'm Jay Jones, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Before martial law was imposed last Sunday in a massive military crackdown, demonstrations were planned for today to mark the anniversary of the 1970 food riots in the port city of Gdansk, when troops opened fire on dissident workers and 45 people were killed. Last night and today, government-run broadcasting stations warned Poles against taking part in any gatherings today and warned of severe punishment under martial law, 15 years in jail, or even the death penalty. The only reports coming out of Poland today are carried by the official radio and television stations, and they give the impression that work is proceeding normally and virtually all factories in Poland are running. The broadcasts say the military council is getting increasing support. Poland is sure to be a topic at President Reagan's scheduled news conference today. It will be broadcast over many of the CBS radio network stations at 11 a.m. Pacific time. More when CBS News continues.
It's a season people caring, helping others, time for sharing. Everyone's warming up with the taste of Maxwell House. People that you come to count on, friendships that are true. Spend some time with friends and loved ones. Maxwell House and you get that good to the last drop. With Maxwell House, only Maxwell House gives you good to the last drop feeling. Maxwell House.
Share the feelings of the season with the warmth of the coffee that's always good to the last drop.
Get that good to the last drop feeling. Maxwell.
Congressmen are leaving Washington today for a six-week vacation. Both Senate and House adjourned last night, closing the first session of the 97th Congress. House Speaker Thomas O'Neill says the president got everything he wanted during the session. Among the final measures passed, a foreign aid bill and farm legislation. The farm bill squeaked through by two votes. A strike by Arabs of the Druze sect continues on the Golan Heights in protest against the action of the Begin government to make the area part of Israel. The UN Security Council is expected to act today. Richard C. Hoddlett reports.
The Council is expected to adopt a resolution calling Israel's annexation of the Golan Heights null and void, demanding that the law be rescinded and threatening action if necessary to make Israel comply. The real question is how the United States will vote. The resolution has been carefully worded to avoid an American veto. It is based on the official U.S. position that the Golan Heights is occupied territory under international law, the Geneva Convention of 1949, territory whose status may not be changed unilaterally, as Israel did last Monday. Moderate wording, avoiding condemnatory rhetoric and immediate demands for punishment, is designed to gain at least American acquiescence through abstention in the vote, or at most, formal U.S. approval. In the General Assembly yesterday, the United States did not vote against a resolution strongly condemning Israel's behavior on the Golan Heights. If the United States were to vote for the resolution now before the Council, it would be expressing disapproval of Israeli policy more strongly than it has ever done. Richard C. Hottle at CBS News, United Nations.
In Santa Monica, California, one of the pioneers of motion pictures has died. Carl Struss, the Academy Award-winning cinematographer who filmed the 1925 version of Ben-Hur and many of Mary Pickford's movies, Struss was 95. In Oakland, California, murder charges have been filed against Felix Mitchell, said by police to be the kingpin of a $10 million heroin ring. Mitchell is accused of ordering the deaths of six people in a 1980 drug war. More after this.
The Bell Phone Center, it's for you.
At holiday time, your Bell Phone Center store is the place to find a present for the future. A present people use and love long after the holidays. A genuine Bell telephone. You can give one for the fun of it, the beauty of it, or for making important calls with a single touch. There are so many Bell phones and services, you may even choose a gift certificate. Either way, it's a present for the future because it's genuine Bell.
Bell Phone Center, it's for you.
Touched me.
Touch her with Chantilly, and suddenly nothing is the same. Perfume, spray mist, dusting powder.
He touched me. He touched me. And suddenly, nothing is the same.
This Christmas, touch her with Chantilly by Ubigon.
Authorities in São Paulo, Brazil, say their anti-crime campaign is a success. They're using plainclothes women officers who know karate to patrol shopping centers. The patrol is bringing in 20 pickpockets and muggers a day. In one instance, a thief snatched two gold neck chains from 27-year-old Regina De Papa. She chased him, police say, for 40 minutes through the city center before catching him and knocking him down with karate chops. The suspect wound up in the hospital. Jay Jones, CBS News.